I loved the idea of breaking down barriers and seeking new challenges. Why should par be the standard we hold ourselves to? Why not birdie? Why should two putts per green be considered routine? Why not one? Vision 54 knocked down the walls around my imagination and set it free. But the idea of Vision 54 that was born in Sweden was just the beginning. In that concept is the ideal of excellence that we strive toward. It is the goal. What Pia and Lynn Marriott did through years of work and research in the United States was develop a toolbox, a method, to get the players on the path to excellence. It is that system, Golf 54, that you will learn about in this book. The first step is Vision 54, the belief that you can achieve your full potential. The subsequent steps are Golf 54, the tools you need to approach that potential. Pia and Lynn have developed a method that can put players of any level on a path to better performance. I won the U.S. Women's Open in 1995, when I was just 24 years old, and again in 1996. In my first 6 years on the LPGA, I won 18 tournaments and was one of the best players in the world. But I wanted to be the absolute best. What I did after the 1999 season is what this book is all about. I realized that achieving my goal of being number one was not a matter of improving my swing. It was about me improving as a total player and as a person. It was about me trying to figure out what this game is all about and develop a strategy to play it at its highest level. I decided that to get to the next level, I had to be the best at everything. I dissected all aspects of the game in order to understand what I had to do to try to improve. I wanted my swing to be able to repeat reliably under the most intense pressure, and worked with my coach, Henri Ries, to make it even better. I wanted to be the fittest player on tour, so I hired my trainer, Kai Fusser, and started a workout program that so far has added 30 yards to my tee shots. I wanted to be the strongest mentally and talked more with Pia and Lynn about achieving the discipline necessary for that goal. I wanted to be the best putter, and that winter, I spent 6 weeks totally dedicated to putting. I wanted to be the best chipper and the best at distance control, so I worked on many of the drills you will learn about in this book. What I learned from the 1999 season was this. Improvement as a player is not just about sharpening your skills. It is also about getting better as a person. That is part of the magic of Golf 54. It teaches you not just about golf, but also about yourself. Pia and Lynn are not just about the golf swing. They know so much more about the game and so much more about people. Their approach to instruction is very individual. When they talk to me about how I should handle a certain situation, they are talking to me. Instead of trying to fit me into a mold, they help me understand my shape and what works best for me. They look at each individual as a unique person, and they understand that golf is about more than just the grip, the stance, and the swing. It is about the person. When I played against the men at Colonial, everything I had in my bag helped me. I had the confidence I had gained from all my success on the LPGA Tour. I had the emotional resolve I had accumulated by winning major championships. Colonial was a moment of enormous pressure. The whole world was watching me. We all have experiences and we all have memories, and they will be there forever. What we need to do is learn how to use those positive memories and dissociate from the negative ones. I have never been more nervous hitting a golf shot than that first drive at Colonial, but I was able to focus my mind on only one thing, hitting that golf shot, and I could not have hit it better. What Pia and Lynn teach in this book is how to achieve that focus. This book will make you a better golfer, but what it is truly about is making you better as a person. For all of us, even those of us who play the game on the professional level, it is essential to remember that we are not golfers who happen to be people, but rather we are people who happen to play golf. It doesn't matter if you are trying to break 100 or if you are trying to break 60. We can all get better at whatever level we are on. You need to look at yourself and see what you have to do better. It is all about being honest with yourself, identifying your weaknesses, and dealing with them. There are always excuses that are easy to hide behind, but you have to learn to focus on the things that you can control and never let excuses get in the way of performance and improvement. This book will show you the way. When you get right down to it, golf is about one thing.